We're here on Magic City Sports Talk on Information Radio Quicksand. We're catching up with the new Paris Coyotes boys basketball coach. His name is Dennis Dent. Many of you might know him, especially back then. He was a Knox County Eagle and a Crest All-Star on the Hardwoods. So now he has made the transition to coaching, and now he is joining us to talk about his new position. Coach Dent, congratulations on the honor.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
What's it mean to be the new coach of the Paris Coyotes boys basketball team?
I'm super excited about the opportunity that I have here in Paris. It's a great opportunity to come in and get some coaching under my belt. We got a good group of guys. We feel pretty confident right now. We got a lot of hard work to put in, but we're going to put it in, and it's just a great opportunity. Looking forward to it.
We'll talk a little bit about your Paris Coyotes team, because they've actually been playing a little bit of summer ball here in the past couple weeks. We'll get to that in just a couple months, but I want to talk a little bit about your path to becoming a head coach. Kind of an unusual situation for you. You go from playing basketball, graduate from Knox County in 2009, and then you take a little break, and then you got the knack for coaching, but ended up being in football, and you were playing some football at Westminster down in Fulton. So what kind of got you into the knack of coaching?
Well, kind of touch on basketball. Yeah, I had a lot of great experience as a player in high school. One thing that really got me wanting to get back to coaching was the experience that I had as a player. I was very fortunate enough to have several coaches throughout my high school career. Not only my high school coaches I had, but I was able to play some summer league AAU basketball, played some games with the guys from South Shelby back in the day. We added some different players to our team. Guy Roscoe Robinson from West Rand played with us, Jacob Winkler from Schuyler County, Stoneburner from North Shelby. Really what got me wanting to get into it was, I never really have left the game. I love basketball, and I've studied it a lot since then. Those experiences that I had as a player have stuck with me my whole life, and more importantly, the ones I had with all the different coaches I was fortunate enough to play for. Just that experience, experiencing the different players, getting to go to other schools and play with guys I compete against, and also, get to have their coaches teach me things that they teach their kids. I learned so much that it can't really be replaced. Then I spent some time coaching football here 2 years ago with Clark County High School. Those guys up there, I learned a heck of a lot from those. I have a great deal of respect for them. And like I said, I've been fortunate to be around a lot of good guys, a lot of good coaches and athletes. So it really gave me a fire to get back into it.
So who are some of your coaching mentors, specifically on the basketball side, since this is your first go-around on coaching basketball?
Well, as far as basketball is concerned, my head coach in high school was a great players coach, Coach Jesse Crawford. He was, I really looked up to him a lot. He was really good with developing players and just maintaining good relationships with the players. Coach Leonard from South Shelby was the head coach when I was in high school, and I got to play for him. He was a really good coach. They had a really good squad back then. And the thing that stuck out the most was how he took, guys that came from different schools that were more or less the, main scoring options from those schools. And he kind of put us together, and just how he got us all to play as one unit, be very unselfish and, learn how to win with each other. And it didn't take us very long. So, those guys were really big impact on me. Got to play in some all-star games. The Kirksville Daily Express game. Got to be a player under Coach Fouch. He was at La Plata at the time, but he was our coach that year. And, just seeing how all the different coaches acted, the different things they implemented and how they approached the team and, really their overall messages, I learned a lot from those guys.
Again, Dennis Dent is the new Paris Coyotes boys basketball coach, joining us here on Magic City Sports on Information Radio Quicks. So I know you mentioned about Coach Leonard. He's now the athletic director at Monroe City, and you guys were at Monroe City for their shootout and got to play a couple of games. What did you learn about your Coyotes during that?
Well, Well, I learned that, you know, fatigue is a really big thing. We're going to have to get in better shape, obviously. It's just summer ball. A lot of things I learned about these guys is they're incredibly unselfish. They're really hungry to push it to the next level, you know, and get some more wins next year. We have high expectations, not just me as a coach, but the players themselves have stepped up and, you know, been very vocal about what their expectations are and the work that they're wanting to put in. And that really showed in a lot of the games we played down there. You know, they unselfish ball, just the way they move the ball, the way they play defense. Defense is going to be a little different this year. These guys really like to learn, and they work really hard, and I'm really proud of them so far.
What's your kind of philosophical approach as a head coach on basketball? Do you like to predicate on defense specifically, more on the offense, a balance, or how do you kind of view that?
Well, defense is, you know, it's kind of like beating a dead horse. Defense wins championships, especially aggressive, good fundamental defense. You know, we emphasize that a lot, and we're going to work on that and try to perfect that as much as we can. You know, play as one team on defense. It's a really hard thing to do, but, you know, with enough work, we can get it done. Yeah, aggressive defense, transition offense, you know, is going to be crucial for the offense we're going to try to run and our brand of basketball. You know, and just to touch again on the unselfish play, you know, be willing to get the open shots and don't be afraid to take big shots as well. Be confident.
Again, Dennis Dent, the Paris Coyote coach, joining us here on Magic City Sports Talk. I'll leave you with one final question. Coach Dent, what are you looking forward to most about taking over a boys varsity basketball program?
I am looking forward to getting back into basketball. Kind of touch on what I said earlier. It's kind of been with me, even though I've been away from the game a little while. It never really leaves you, even though you haven't been participating or playing in it. I look forward to seeing how these young men develop and how they grow into, you know, young men, adults, and also how they develop as a team. I know they're really excited to work together and to, you know, achieve very high goals this year. So really just to get back to the camaraderie, the teamwork, and, you know, the excitement that you get when you get a win. You know, it's going to be very exciting for us, and we got a good group of kids that are very selfless. I mean, they want to win, and they want to do what it takes to win, and they want to work together. So I really look forward to seeing how we develop out throughout the rest of the summer and then transition into a basketball season when we have a little time to work together before the season kicks off. I look forward to those game nights.
Coach Dent, thank you very much for the time, and we're looking forward to seeing what you got in store for the Coyotes this season.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate you for having me.
We'll have more coming up on Magic City Sports Talk on Information Radio Quicks.